welcome to the Business Success Club. I want to say welcome, and you are in for a treat in this group. Hey, thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. And on this podcast, what we really want to establish is this: how do hardworking entrepreneurs build profitable and scalable businesses whilst having the freedom and balance to do the other things they love, like family, vacations, sports, fun, adventures, and charity? So let's tune into today's podcast. Hello and welcome to the Business Success Show with me, Matt Catrum. And on this show, what we like to explore is this: how can hardworking entrepreneurs build profitable and scalable businesses whilst having the freedom and the balance to do the other things that they love as well, like family and sports and fun and adventures and charity? And there is more to life than just the daily hustle and grind. And today I'm joined by a very, very, very special person, someone very, very close to me, very dear to me. He's an amazing guy, entrepreneur, super successful, mentor to me. He's helped me very much. I've known him for over 12 years now, traveled the world with him, and you are in for a treat because he has a lot of energy. I'm talking about none other than my special guest, Mr. Richard Tan, from all the way from Singapore, but he's a global businessman. And so for those who don't know Richard, let me tell you a little bit about Richard Tan. You see, he's the founder and chairman of Success Resources Global. Now, if you don't know who Success Resources Global is, you need to wake up, Google it, and you'll see. Now, they are the leading promoter of events around the world, holding events for over 500 events per year in over 30 countries and over 70 cities every single year. Now, if you've heard of people like Richard Branson, Donald Trump, yes, I'm sure you have, Bill Clinton, Grant Cardone, I'm sure you have, Tony Robbins, Jack Canfield, many, many, many more, they are the promoters of these people. So you've heard of them. He was previously voted the CEO in Singapore, the leading CEO in Singapore by Deloitte for financials and branding. So he's a great guy. Now let's tune in to the Business Success Show. Let's talk to Richard Tan. I almost said Richard Branson because I've got Richard Branson on my brain because this gentleman has put him on his stages all over the world. So Richard Tan, welcome to the Business Success Show. How are you doing?
Hello, Meg. I'm very, very happy. Greeting from paradise, otherwise known as Singapore. Yes, I'm so happy to be on your program, Meg.
You're most welcome, Singapore. I mean, I do love the weather over there. I do love the food over there. And thank you for joining us on the Business Success Show here. Now, Richard, for those who don't know you, haven't heard of you, they would have heard of all the people that you've promoted. Tell us a little bit about what you do currently. Go ahead. Who are you? Yes.
Okay, good. As Meg has mentioned, I run conference and seminars. I don't speak, I don't teach, I just organize. So when you can't speak, can't teach, you organize. That's me. So I've been organizing this for the last 30 years as a promoter all over the world. Like Meg has said, that during the pre-COVID day, we run, Success Resources run over 500 events a year in 30 countries and 70 cities. So basically, Success Resources, we believe that education, those who don't have can have, those who don't know can know. And our mission is to change life globally through education. So thank you so much for joining this program. To be educated, you are in the right place.
Awesome. So, you know, when I think about it, and I think, pre-COVID, 500 events per year. Now we're talking about almost 10 events per week. How do you do that? I mean, how do you put on events, almost 10 events every single week or weekend or whatever? Logistically, it must be very difficult. From a human perspective and staffing, it must be very difficult. How do you do that? Go ahead.
Wow, that's a very good question. And I in fact, I asked myself that too. Okay, number one, you must have a great wife. I'm just kidding. Okay, so anyway, my wife do most of the job. So two things here, right? Number one, I know that I can't do it myself. So I have a team of very delegated staff team to do it. And that's number one. Number two, we have a system. So we have a team and have a system. When you have a team and have a system, you can actually scale it up very, very, very easily, because you just do the same thing over and over again. And the more you do, the better you become. So we are able to do 500 over event because we have a team and have a system.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Richard, I totally agree with you. You know, when I say that to upcoming entrepreneurs or even existing entrepreneurs, and they say, I'm working too hard, I'm doing too much, I'm not getting the time, I'm not getting the time to have a break, I can't take a vacation. And I ask them this question: tell me what your team is like. And they struggle because either they don't have a team or they're trying to do everything on their own. And yet when I say also, what kind of systems have you put in place? What is a system? What do you mean by a system? And because for most entrepreneurs, they are the system. And as you rightly said, you can't run 500 events a year without having good logistics, good event systems, or have an adequate team to manage all of that. So great, great share there. Thank you. Great point.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So listen, Richard, how did you get into this? Your company become the leading event promoter in the world? What led to that? Because you didn't wake up and suddenly there must have been some things in your background that happened and occurred and got you onto that trajectory. What happened?
Oh, I think it's a very interesting question. In fact, I got into this running of conference and seminar quite by accident. Now, accident does happen. Now, many of you who are logging on to Mac's program here, maybe you come by accident. I don't know. Maybe, you know, you could have been doing something else. But by accident, you end up in this program here. So accident does happen. In fact, you know, I'm actually an engineer by training. I'm an electrical engineer by training. I'm sure many of you here listening in, some of you could have been an engineer. Yeah, engineers are very smart people, right? See?
Just kidding. Of course.
So during those days, I worked as an electrical engineer on the oil rig, drilling oil. Today, we have this COVID pandemic. Those days, we have an oil crisis. So those days, the oil price actually go down. And because the oil price go down, every barrel of oil that came up from the ground, the oil company lost money. Yeah. So the oil company then kept all the oil well. I don't know if any one of you here ever work for American company. When you work for American company, when the times are good, they treat you well. When the times are bad, they get rid of you real fast. Okay. So when they kept the well, you know, I was being laid off, right? I was being laid off. I don't know if any one of you have the same experience as me. You know, I have a good friend that I grew up together with, a good friend that always get me into trouble. Yeah. So he's the one that introduced a girl that become my wife. And he is also, I hope my wife not listening in. But anyway, so he volunteered me to help a non-profit organization. And a non-profit organization runs a conference at that time. After the conference, somebody came to me and say, you know, Richard, you are quite a good organizer. Why don't you do it, you know? So full time. So I've been doing full time by accident from that day till today. And since I got started, one of the reasons why many speakers came to us or we were able to hire world-class speaker is that when we have a small job, we are committed to do it well. So the universe works very strangely, right? If you do something well, they will give you a bigger opportunity. If you do that well, a bigger opportunity will come. Now, many people, many entrepreneurs, they say, hey, you know, I don't want to do this. This is too small for me. So when you do a good job at something, the universe will give you a bigger opportunity. And I guess that's how success resources grow, because we aim to do not only a good job, but an outstanding work whatever is given to us.
So that's a beautiful explanation there, Richard. So let me ask you this. How long has Success been Resources? When did you start? How long have you been running now as an operation?
Well, I started in 1993. So it's close to 27, 28 years. Yeah.
Right. So 28 years. Let me ask you, at what point on that journey did you decide that you want to be number one in the world and help a lot more people than, because you're in Singapore, and I'm trying to get my head right. You're in Singapore, you're running events in Singapore. How does, you know, if for those who don't know Singapore, it's in Southeast Asia, it's not the biggest country in the world. There's no resources, there's no natural resources, but there is good human resources. There's good logistics, good, there's a great services that they provide there. But Singapore now becoming a leading and global brand that is Success Resources. How does that come about?
Well, many of you may expect some huge concept or some sophisticated strategy. Actually, I don't have any of this strategy. The reason we grow is because also by accident, right? We opened one country after another country. We started here in Singapore, but there are people who are Malaysia that came to Singapore to attend the program. And they say, you know, Richard, why don't you come to our city and do it? So we went to that city. That's how we started Malaysia. And then we have people from Taiwan, Hong Kong, Philippines coming and say, Richard, why don't you come to our place and start? I say, well, I can't do it, you know. But you know, we can help you, we can become your partner, and then I go to the other city. So when we branch out to UK, some people from Germany was there, Italy was there, they say, hey, no, Richard, why don't you come over to our place? You know, and then we say, okay, would you be our partners and this and that? I think the key thing is here. The key thing is that we can't work alone. The reason why we expand all over the world is because we have great partners. Right, we have great partners and a great joint venture, great partners all over the place. Now, the next question is this, you know, Richard, then how do you get great partners and a great joint venture? Mm. I think the answer is very obvious. Be a great partner yourself. Mm. Be a great partner yourself. Right? And make sure that you not only behave win-win, not only make the other side win, but make sure that you help your partner to make it worth the while to be your partner. So let me just repeat again. Make your partner worth the while to be your partner. Now, I believe many of you, you know, you probably learn about win-win, you know. Mm. One step on win-win is many people have win-win. They say, I win first and then you win. But let's reverse it. Make sure your partner win first before you win. So when you have your partner win first before you win, you find that it's very easy for you to open up market with partners and joint venture. So that's what we do. Very simple.
Wow. That's the first time I've heard it put that way. So yes, as entrepreneurs, most of us would have heard win-win. But what Richard is saying, what I'm hearing is make sure you set up something, a mechanism where your partner is winning up front and you're going to win. So together, you win. So listen, we're listening to Richard Tan here on the Business Success Show. He's the chairman and founder of Success Resources, the world's leading event organizing event promotion company. So he has a wealth of knowledge. So make sure you are listening to what he's saying and grab the golden nuggets that he's given us here. He just touched on partnerships. In other words, relationships. Richard, I want to press you a little bit more about why or how is relationships important to business? As a small business owner, as an entrepreneur, why is developing relationships so important?
while it's very, very important, I can't emphasize more the importance of relationship. Basically, it's a human nature. Now, making money is important, market share is important, marketing is important, sales is important, but relationship is very, 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 very important. This is because people like to work with people they like. Okay, listen carefully. People like to work with people they like, right? Having everything equal, we like to work with people we like. So it's not always about money. It's not always about market share. It's having a lot of fun, find meaning in business, in what you do, and having sustainability. And on the other hand, not everybody work for money. Like even if in your team, right? Not everybody, like you dangle a carrot in front of them, they ask them to do some work. Not everybody are there. Yes, making money, wages is important. But people like to work with people they like. They want to respect a leader. They want to respect a team member, team leader. They want to respect the boss, etc.
Yeah.
Right? The more they like you, the more they have lots of fun, and the more sustainable your business is. So relationship is very, very important. Remember, people want to work with people. People like to work with people they like.
I like that. People like to work with people they like. And I think life becomes much easier when you're working with people who are not, who don't intentionally spend their time complaining and being negative and looking at all the downside instead of the solution, instead of the bright side. And so I'm very much like you. I do like to work with people I like. And obviously, Tan, I like you. So we are talking here.
I like you too.
That's a good thing. You know, Richard, I first met you. Do you know, I don't know if you remember when the first time we met. You probably won't remember. I remember. So I met your wife first, Veronica, sweetheart. I met Veronica first before I met you. All right. And I'll tell you when. It was 2009 in London, okay? Wow. And SR, Success Resources, had just come to London for the very first time. And you started the promotions, and a friend of mine then introduced me to Veronica, and then I started getting involved with you guys and helping you a little bit. But, you know, when we talk about relationships, I noticed that Veronica has a very... how can I say, a very sincere, very tender way of getting to know people and getting people around her. And you're very much the same. You know, when I've seen you at events, you and Veronica, the owners, the leaders of Success Resources could be in the same room as all the participants, and you are just mingling with them as the owners. And this for me is so, so humbling, so much humility. How does that come about?
That's a very good question. You want to know the truth?
Please.
The truth is my wife made me come to the program. I just came so that I can blame everything on her.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a very humbling, it's very, you know, the both of you, for what I see is great humility that you can turn up at the seminar and walking around and caring about what people are experiencing, what they're going through, and getting feedback real hand, not stuck in a skyscraper somewhere in Singapore, wondering what's going on at that event, but you actually show your face and see what's going on. I think that's so, so amazing. Not many CEOs do that.
Yes. The truth is, I don't, a lot of the work are done by my wife, right? She runs, a lot of people come to me and say, you know, Richard, can we do something together? Or can we speak on your platform? Or can we do a joint venture together? They speak to the wrong person. The person they speak to is Veronica. And for any one of you listening in, and if you are interested to work with Success Resources, please talk to Veronica. Now, Veronica is an amazing, 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 amazing person, amazing woman, right?
Yeah.
The reason why she's amazing is because she is very loyal to her friend. So if you get to know her, if you are her friend, I've seen her. I mean, she's very busy, but I've seen her drop everything, right? So that if her friend has a challenge, maybe a relationship problem, I'm talking about girlfriend, right? You have a relationship challenge or health problem or something, Veronica will drop everything to spend time with them. Yeah. And usually she drop all my things and spend time with them. So she's a very, very amazing person. And I'm so fortunate to have her as the one as a partner for this business. And she's very, very good at it.
So, yeah, she is. I mean, general manager of Success Resources Global. It's not an easy task. It's not an easy thing. But she does it very elegantly, very gracefully, with a very strong-willed mind as well, that she's a business, she's an entrepreneur, business owner, but very kind, very gentle, very beautiful, very elegant, very great heart. So I think that's you guys have a great relationship. How do the two of you actually work together? How do you demarcate everything? I know you said she runs everything, she builds a relationship. So what do you do then?
That's a very good question. I don't know. Yeah, that's a very good question. You see, I'm sure many of you listening in, you know, some of you are husband and wife, we are working together. I have two advice for you. Or maybe I share my own experience, okay? I won't give you any advice. My own experience, how do I work with Veronica together, right? So my first experience of the success of working with Veronica is this. Now, we have a give and take relationship.
Okay.
I give, she take. So that settled, right?
Yeah.
Secondly is that when I first met Veronica many, many years ago, I made a very, 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 very important decision.
Okay. So
Veronica asked me a question. She said, darling, would you want to be happy or would you want to be right?
Okay.
I choose to be happy. Be happy.
And you're still happy.
I choose to be happy.
That's funny.
It's just the fun of it. But yeah. I can tell you that why we work together so well is because of communication, right? Communication. And Veronica is so amazing that she's very upfront. Very, very upfront in communication. Because she's very upfront in communication, we can work very well together. One day, Veronica, we were in our room and, you know, I told Veronica, I say, darling, I needed more space. And she looked at me and say, okay, please sleep outside.
Then there you go, you're outside.
So means you want more space, you sleep outside.
Okay, there you go, plenty of space out there.
Yeah, so the key thing here is communication, right? The key thing here is communication. Some husband and wife, they don't communicate, you know. I mean, they spend time with their kid, they spend time with their work, but they don't spend time with each other. So it's very important communication. Confined to a husband and wife relationship.
Yeah.
It confined with it include the family, the team.
Mm-hmm.
Today we kind of forget to communicate effectively.
Right.
We either talk too much or we are too in a hurry, or we spend so much time on social media or on the phone, but we forget that there's a real person in front that we have to see eye to eye and then feel the person. It's not always what you say, but how you say and all these other things. So communication is very, very important.
Very, very true. Very, very true. And I, the way, obviously, the two of you, life partners, married partners, as well as business partners and running, you know, organization together, can't be easy. So I applaud the both of you for the work you've done over the last 27 or so years and changing the lives of literally millions of people around the world. Even during the COVID time, I noticed you didn't stop. You're online, you're doing virtual events. It's not the same, but you're still giving people the ability to grow even through the COVID time. Anything you want to add to that? Anything you want to say about that?
Well, I think every one of us are affected by COVID in one way or another, right? I mean, the whole world, everybody's affected by COVID in one way or another. Sure. But I want to remind every one of us that this so-called crisis, a pandemic, is not the first time the world has faced a problem. The world has faced, I don't know, World War I, World War II, financial crisis, oil crisis, bird flu, SARS. So what happened to all those?
Right.
Those are over. This pandemic will also be like the World War I, World War II, financial crisis. It will be over soon, some days. So my advice for each and every one of us here is that, you know, have the fire, let the fire burn in your heart, be brighter than the fire that's burning around you. Let the fire that is burning in your heart be brighter than the fire of the pandemic that is burning around.
Wow, that's beautifully put, beautifully put. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Richard Tan. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Business Success Show. If you are listening to the golden nuggets this gentleman has given you, make sure you're writing it down. Not only writing it down, but apply it in your life and say, what does he mean by communication? What does he mean by relationship? How can I improve in these areas? How can I surround myself with the right people? How can I create the right environment around me in order to thrive? And also, remember to follow us in our Facebook group, Business Success Club. Business Success Club in the Facebook group. Make sure you're following us to get other awesome interviews and expert interviews like this we're having with Richard Tan. So Richard, let me ask you this, that you are a successful entrepreneur for many, many years. You've been in business for many, many years. For those people who are having difficulties in their business or trying to grow their business or scale their business, what advice would you give them, whether it's two or three tips or five tips or one tip, to give them to say, hey, look, these are some key things, some key fundamentals you must do every day or every week or every month. You must do this consistently in order to get the consistent result that you are looking for. What are some tips you would like to, you could give them?
I think maybe three, right? Okay. I just share with three, yeah.
Three is good.
Three, yeah. Number one, don't spend the money you don't have.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In business, right? Don't start with huge renovation and buy a big car and all these other things, right? Don't spend the money you haven't earned yet. Don't spend the money you haven't earned. Okay, so that's number one. So when I first started my business, I make the money, and then I take the money, and then I do marketing. When I make more money, I spend more money for marketing. And then when it generates income, I spend more money. So number one, don't spend the money you haven't earned. That's number one.
Right. Okay.
Number two is don't hire someone just because they are cheap. Don't hire someone just because they are cheap. So sometimes the cheap people can cost you more money, because they're going to lose money for you. They're going to waste your opportunity. So don't hire people who just because they are cheap. Okay. I mean, if you pay somebody well, they may be cheap because if they are good, they may make money for you. Yeah. So don't just hire someone because they are cheap. Okay. The third probably is the most important advice I want to give to each and every one of startup entrepreneur.
Okay.
That is to really go for a good business program, a mentor, go to a good business program. Why? Let me just explain to you why. Many of us may eventually become successful. I say eventually become successful. If you are in business for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, eventually you will learn something, and then you will learn and overcome your mistake. 10 years, 15 years. But why do you want to spend 10, 15 years to learn the all those lessons? Why don't you just spend 3 days and save 10 years of your life? Spend 3 days, 5 days with a good coach, good business program, like, for example, what Mac is doing, right? In a few days with Mac, you probably shortcut 5-10 years
True.
Of your business life and condense them into 3-5 days. So that, I don't know if to save three, five years of your life, how much does it cost you? I don't know how much is your life worth. So my advice is that instead of go out and learn from your mistake, it's better for you to get an instructor, to go to a proper class, shortcut your journey to success, and save all the time. And that's the best advice I can give you, right?
Amazing. Yeah. That's fantastic. I mean, it's so you said, don't spend what you don't have. Okay. So budget carefully, budget. And so that you can stay within your finances. Right. And so I love that. I also love, your last point here about, we just finished running one of my business boot camps. And there were people there who have been in business for a few years. Some people have been in business for over 20 years. And like you said, just by them committing for 3 days and invested in that 3-day program, there were a lot of ahas in terms of, I wish I knew that 20 years ago. So like you said, Richard, for them coming into a program that I organize, and maybe a lot of the ones you organize, which are fantastic, by the way, it saves people 5, 10, 20 years, which is great. What was for you, I think, if I ask you, what was your biggest entrepreneurial lesson? The biggest lesson you learned as an entrepreneur in your entire history, what would be the biggest lesson you learned as an entrepreneur?
I learned many lessons along the way. An entrepreneur is someone that creates something from nothing, right? An entrepreneur is someone that creates something from nothing, whether it's a product, whether it's market share, It's someone that creates something from nothing. So my biggest lesson is two things, right? Number one is, being an entrepreneur or business person, you have to know how to manage finance and money. Many entrepreneurs didn't make it because they don't manage money. They don't manage money and they don't look at accounts and all the other things. So because they don't know how to read the story behind the number. So that is very, very important. And sometimes they focus so much on sales, but they never know that, well, actually they are losing money. Wow, there's a lot of sales, but expenses are very high. Yeah. Exactly. So you really, really need to, close to 30 years of my business experience, I have got different distinction. When I first started in the business, I always say, hey, if you have a great event, then, or a lot of people coming to your event, then that would be, for me, is a great success. Then later on, I realized that if you have a big event, doesn't mean that you have a great event. Right. Then later on, I realized that not only you must have a big event, but you have a full room. If your room are full, maybe if your room are full, right, you feel the energy, right? Wow, you know, like this is like lots of people in the room. The energy is there. So I thought, well, if I can have a full room, then as an entrepreneur, I felt that I am successful. Yeah. Then later I realized that it's not just a full room. You have to make money. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can have a big event, you have a full room, but you're not making money. So if you are not making money, then you cannot repeat running an event again.
Right.
Make money. Then later I realized that, well, it's not just making money, but you must manage your cash flow. Okay. Because you can be profitable. You can show someone, you can go to a car wholesale. You say, I want to buy a Tesla. You say, how do you buy a Tesla? You know, look at my account. My account is making money. Look at that. You know, I am making £300,000. Yeah. But the guy say, hey, I don't care if you are making £300,000 on your book, but you pay me your cash.
Show me your
money. So your cash flow is very important, which is why I say that the entrepreneur will eventually upgrade and realize, when you first started, you say, yes, I need a lot of sales. Then later on, you say, not only I need a lot of sales, I need to be a profit. Then later on, I need to make a profit, but I need to have good cash flow. Right. So that's my lesson. I mean, I wish I had attended your class years ago. I don't make this mistake, but it took me many years to learn this whole, learn through mistake that, hey, this is the journey, you know, the entrepreneur has to go through to learn the lesson.
Amazing, amazing. In a moment, I'm going to ask you also, I love that, you know, cash flow is king. Cash flow is cash is the reality above all else. So I totally get that. In a moment, I want to ask you how you got to know some of these amazing luminaries and legends that you've hosted and you've done events for. But before I do that, I want to say, everybody tuning in, remember, you are speaking to, listening to, I'm in conversation with Richard Tan, the chairman and founder of Success Resources Global, the leading events company in the world, bar none. And not only is it a leading, but we're talking about to the person who founded it. And so with having run 500 events each year, pre-COVID, 500 events each year, that means like 10 events almost every week. Nobody can just do that on their own. He shared with us earlier on, you need teams, you need systems. And as an entrepreneur, you need to know your finances. You need to know your cash flow. You need to build relationships. You must be able to communicate, not only communicate with your life partner, which his life partner is his beautiful wife, Veronica, but be able to communicate with your team, your general managers, your leaders. So that's all awesome. I want to go a bit down deeper into the world of events. You know, I'm not an event organizer, although we do run events, because I do maybe 5 or 6 events a year. This guy does 600, 500 events a year. So Richard, how did you start promoting people like Robert Kiyosaki, Grant Cardone, Bill Clinton, all these Donald Trump, Blair, Tony Blair, all these Richard Branson? How do you build those relationships and they come into your world? Now you can put them on a stage where other people like me can come into the room, come into the room and learn and save years of not making the mistakes that they've made, learning from them. How did you build those relationships?
Yeah, it's kind of gradual. I share that you have to do a good job in what you're doing now. When you do a good job, even if it's even a small job, do it well, and the universe will kind of reward you with a bigger job. So we started with running small seminars, like 100 people, 500 people, and then, 1,000 people. But whether the seminar we do is small or big, we always give 200% of our effort to over-deliver. Mm. And word pass around, hey, this guy, you know, this company, Success Resources, they are reliable and they can do a good job. And many times, some of these speakers came to us. We don't go to them. They come to us and say, hey, you know, we heard that you guys are really reliable and we have so many people refer us to you. You know, how about let's start a discussion. So that's how many of these speakers came around because they are highly referred by their friends who kind of have experienced our work and our service. And in short, you know, that is how we managed to work with all these world-class speakers.
So what I'm hearing you say, it's a lot of it was about reputation. A lot of it was about word of mouth. Somebody else has told them that, hey, check them out. They know what they're doing. Check them out. They are credible.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, that's right.
That you see, and for some entrepreneurs, they don't get that. You know, some entrepreneurs I come across, they just want to grab now. And even if they break the relationship and they're not thinking over the long term. And what I often say to people is this: your reputation precedes you. Your reputation precedes you. So what you do today will be seen. How you behave with this client, how do you behave with this supplier, how you behave with people will eventually be seen and heard by other people. And they spread the word very, very fast. So one of the people that you have been promoting for many years now, Tony, Richard, is Tony Robbins, okay?
Oh, yes.
So I want to, you know, Tony Robbins changed my life years ago, and I'll tell you more about it. But how did you end up, how did you start promoting Tony Robbins, the world's number one life and business strategist, if I can say that? How did you start promoting him?
I am so fortunate, really, really, because I went to one of Tony Robbins' event in Washington, D.C. many, many, many years ago. At that event, it totally changed my life. It helps me to become who I am today. So 20 years ago, I fly more than 22 hours to Washington, D.C.,
okay.
And the environment was so electrifying. And after the program, I felt that however big my goal is, however big my dream is, I felt that it's too small. You know, after I walked out of that program in Washington, D.C., I just felt there is an unstoppable momentum inside me, right? I learned from Tony how to develop unstoppable momentum that drive me into doing the things I always want to do. And it totally changed my life. I told myself, hey, this is a guy that I want to bring around the world. That's how I got started.
And you've been doing that beautifully. So you've been doing that amazingly. You know, I attended a Tony Robbins event many years ago, UPW, which hopefully you can tell us more about UPW. I'll unleash the power within. And unleash the power within, when I attended, I remember I was running a small computer company. I was struggling. I was over $100,000 in debt. I was broke. Things weren't going well for me at all. But the, like you say, the electricity in that room, and Tony has the ability to dig into you and avail to you how big you really are. And so as I sat there feeling sorry for myself, and this guy's, he's life, larger than life, but not only that, he has the ability to take you on a journey to see how big you are in the future. And I'm so glad I intended you to unleash the power within, because it got me to do something different in my business and actually start growing my business and selling it and investing in real estate property and becoming a multimillionaire, all that kind of stuff. But not only that, it got me to improve my relationship with my wife. It got me to have a different mindset. Think bigger. Don't think small. Don't feel sorry for myself. Life goes on. So tell us a little bit about UPW, Unleash the Power Within. And also, if you don't mind, I want to see if those who haven't never attended, I want to also get them to think about attending, because it's so, so life-changing. And it's one of the programs you promote.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. I mean, for many of us, we have something that we have to do in our life, right? For example, buy a house or get married or what. So for me, attending Tony Robbins' program is one of those things I cannot afford not to do. Yeah. And the UPW is a four-day program.
Okay.
3.5 days, about 4-day program. And in that program, the day one, you learn, Tony teach you how to overcome fear. See, fear is an invisible force that prevent us from achieving our goals and dreams. You know, whether we fear setting big goals, we fear relationship just because we have a nasty relationship before, we fear going to business because we have lost money before. So Tony helped us to overcome fear. And the time when we went to I went to Washington, D.C., Tony used the firewalk experience to help us overcome fear.
Okay.
So when you are able to overcome the fear of walking on red hot coal, there's almost nothing in the world that they dare not do. So that's day one. Day two and day three, Tony teach us how to design our life. So how to design our life and how to overcome limiting belief. For some of us, you know, we have a limiting belief. We say, hey, because of COVID, we give that as a reason why we are not doing well because of COVID. We give ourselves a reason why we should not be making a lot of money because of COVID. So Tony helped us how to overcome that limiting belief, right? Just because your family never made $1 million before, don't say I cannot become a millionaire. Yes, Matt Atron have and somebody had, because you know they don't know. They don't know what I go through. Mm-hmm. So Tony helped you to overcome your limiting belief. Anybody, my experience, anybody that came out of Tony Robbins' program, however big their goal is, however big their dream is, when they walk out of Tony Robbins' program, they just find that their goals and dreams is too small. So that's day two and day three. Day four is about health, right? It's about health. But Tony has an amazing strategy to help people change their life immediately and permanently. Now, many of us, you know, we want to lose weight, we want to be healthy, but we can't sustain. But Tony has an amazing strategy that helps us make changes immediately and permanently. Like for myself, right? After being to Tony Robbins program, I'm so inspired to live a healthy life. And today, you know, I'm so excited, you know, to live a healthy and joyous life. Now, I'm sure you heard this, right? You can own the whole world with a lot of money, but if you don't have health, you cannot enjoy the fruit of your labor. Because of COVID, Tony developed UPW virtually. So today we have this opportunity, to attend Tony Robbins' program virtually. Now, Tony has used this amazing program to change the life of so many thousands of people.
Yeah.
And now that you can, Tony has just virtual UPW. In fact, you know, you can invite like Tony to your house and you can learn from Tony in the comfort of your house. So this is really, 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 really amazing. It changed the life of many people, changed my life. And I will strongly, strongly encourage all of you, if you are an entrepreneur, right? If you're thinking of starting your business or are already in business, going to Tony Robbins' program can help you face the real challenge out there. Now today, with COVID and post-COVID, the world are very different. So when you go to Tony Robbins' program, you will develop the mindset, the psychology, the skill, right, to face the real challenge, the new challenge out there post-COVID. So I really, really encourage each and every one of you to consider this part of the program.
Absolutely. I think it's anyone I've recommended it to and attended say the same thing as you just said, you know. And I remember my wife's been on it several times with me. And now my first child, Tiana, went on it. She is got so many notes and it's just blossoming, you know. Just by going on Tony Robbins, she set some big goals and she wanted to perform on stage with some celebrities, right?
Listen, amazing.
In jazz. Yes. So now she's performed on stage with people like Pink, you know, Pink. People like Dua Lipa, the singer,
Stormzy, wow.
All these people, because she now not thinking big, small, thinking big. And yeah, you know, it affects everything. So tell me, Richard, I think, you know, you run events. I think people should come to your events. You've got UPW coming up. I spoke to your office. So tell us, if someone wanted to really learn more, know more about UPW, Unleash the Power Within, and attend to be taught by Tony Robbins, do you have a link? Where should we send them? Can we send them to? What have we got? Yes.
The link is, listen carefully here.
Okay.
upwvirtual.co.uk/MAC, M-A-C. Let me repeat again. upwvirtual.co.uk/MAC, M-A-C.
Okay.
Right?
We'll post it as well. So thank
you. So if you sign up for this program, which I strongly encourage you, you have a very, 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 very special Godfather offer.
What's the Godfather offer you're offering my people? You know, they come in to listen to this and watch this. What's the special thing you're going to do for them? Tell me.
Fairy Godfather is Matt Atran, right? So it's very, very special Matt Atran's offer.
Okay.
Our general admission is $695.
Okay.
So now, because of Fairy Godfather, Matt Atran, now you save $300. So you can sign up for this amazing, amazing Unleash the Power Within for only $395. But let me just tell you...
That's a great offer. I mean, they get in.
Let me just tell you a very, very good reason why you should consider coming to this program.
Yeah.
It's not just because of a discount or a good price that you get. I want to give you one very compelling reason why you should come to this program. Yeah. Now, today, if you come to this program, it's not just because of the amazing price or not because of the money-back guarantee. Right, we have a money back guarantee to this, but you should consider coming to this program is because of this one reason. The reason is this: if you sign up for this program, not only you can attend this program at the comfort of your home, but your whole family can come.
That's
your father, mother, your brother, sister, your children, you know, and they all can just you sign up for the program, and your whole family can learn together. And let me just say this to you.
That's good.
Family that learn together succeed together. You see, many times, you know, family go out for shopping, go for dinner, go for party, go for holiday. Yeah. I mean, watch television together, watch a movie together, watch a concert together. You know, family can do all this. But I'll tell you this, family that learn
together
succeed together. So that is, I feel it's the most powerful reason why you should come to this program, so that your whole family can succeed with you together.
I think that's a beautiful thing. And I tell you why, Richard. You know, if a family is learning together, that means they get on the same path, the same road together. So the language they use in terms of improving themselves or improving their lives, whether it's the children at school or the parents have a business or they are employees or they're professionals, they all learning together suddenly. And I found in my own house as well, they grow and succeed together using the same language. That's absolutely beautiful. That's amazing. And by the way, great offer, by the way. Thank you. So you're listening.
Remember this link, upwvirtual.co.uk/MAC. And also want to thank Matt too, that if you sign up for this program,
I'm giving you something special.
Offer Matt, you want to say this? Your offer, yeah. Mastering Wealth?
Yeah, I sent something to your office and said, look, I believe in this program so much that I'm giving you something free as well, a bonus. So it's part of this package. So listen, you're getting over 300, you're getting nearly half price on this general admission ticket. I highly recommend you take it. I highly recommend you put the time together to get your family, your same household to learn together, book out the time to make that happen. So upwvirtual.co.uk/MAC, Mac. And I'll be there as well because I want to learn. It's so, so important. So Richard, I'm going to say thank you very much. And by the way, those who didn't get a link, we'll post it. My team will post it here as well as you're watching this video so that you get to click on the link and go and check it out as well. But check it as soon as you watch and listen to this. And Richard, I want to say thank you. I want to say much love to you. It's great to be friends with you. It's great to be mentored by you. It's great to listen to you. It's great to watch your amazing work. May God richly bless you, continue blessing you and Veronica and your whole team there. And keep doing the great work you're doing.
Thank you, man. And I wish each and every one of you well, health and happiness in your life. Stay safe. Stay safe. God bless.
Thank you, Richard. So this is the Business Success Show. Thank you all for listening. Keep subscribe. Make sure you are telling your friends and family and your fellow entrepreneurs as well to listen out to awesome presentations like this from experts and entrepreneurs who are good at what they're doing. And take Richard up on his special offer because it's an amazing offer and you will have a great time at UPW. And for those of you who attend, make sure you drop me a line, say how it was for you. Keep an open mind and get ready for your mind and your body and your business and your professionalism and your career and your life to grow. Mac Atram here, checking out. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.